Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clap, queens. We've slated.
We've slated it.
We've slated it, and now it's time to slay.
Slay mama.
I apologize in advance. There's a tree being literally cut down.
Yeah,
just near feet away from me, so you might hear some of that in the background, but...
I actually arranged that tree cutting, Laura, so I apologize. I called in ahead to the city of West Hollywood, and I went... Hey, could you go down to Blank Street and cut in front of a Miss Shane Hall's building?
Please begin around 8 a.m., causing her dog to bark uncontrollably for at least an hour.
Please begin, formally begin cutting at 11:10 p.m. a.m. PST time.
I beg of you, sir.
Please.
I beg of you. Please cut down that tree. It must be done during peak recording hours.
It must be done during peak recording for Sex Unique Podcasts, Insatiable Bitch Goddesses. I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to...
Tree Talk. Sexy.
Unique.
Podcast.
Insatiable. Bitch Goddesses. Guys, this is our last episode. Well, not.
It's actually not, because there's.
Guys, this is not our last episode.
This is our second to last episode because there's a fucking reunion.
There is.
I need a reunion after this episode, honestly. Like,
yeah, I need to hear
a lot of people's perspectives. Yeah.
I need a lot after this episode because this episode, I felt unclean, I felt dirty, and I needed to be deprogrammed.
Yeah, I watched a woman get indoctrinated into the cult of Bret Michaels, and I didn't like it one bit.
I didn't either. That whole trip was bone-chilling to me, and just, I can't even, like, the manipulation and gaslighting that went on, especially in the final 5 minutes, was just, like, unbelievable and truly NXIVM.
Yeah, it was NXIVM. It was unhinged. It made me discover that Bret Michaels is a pig.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I kept deep diving on him because I was like, what's his deal? And I guess he played during Trump's inauguration. Like, he played the inauguration ball or something.
Oh my God, no way.
Or some like veterans thing. Yeah, he's like,
he's a Trumper.
He's, he's a little bit of a Trumper. So we've been bamboozled.
Yeah. Or is he just so desperate for hard up for cash that he'll play like he'll play for a tyrant? I mean, Nicki Minaj performed for like the Sultan of Brunei or something, who's like a human rights violator. So that's true. Celebrities do that.
When it comes to like a true sell your soul performance, though, I feel like at least the Sultan of Brunei, like at least it's in like a foreign country and maybe chic. A palace or something. It's kind of chic, even though it's like chic evil. Whereas mm-hmm. Trump, the aesthetic is like, it's just gross. It's bad. It's a
It's
a low grade aesthetic. And if I'm going to make a decision to just like completely sell out, I'm going to go for a sultan or royalty. I'm
going to go for a foreign fascist who imprisons gay people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully, I mean, I'll just hope that maybe the gays forgive me afterwards.
I mean, they've forgiven Nicki.
Yeah. Like, I feel like. But Brett the gays are very forgiving.
Brett's not at the same level as Nicki where he can, like, survive that. But also, mm-hmm. I didn't even know that he did that. So that's how much of a dent that made on culture. And also,
yeah,
Trump's inauguration
like kind of
ball was like a who's who of true who.
Yeah, it was not even a who, it was just like a how.
Jill Zarin was there. Jill Zarin, apparently, there was a whole amazing breakdown of the ball. I think it was on Vanity Fair or Vogue, and it was like, I think it was Vanity Fair. And it was just like, just describing the scene of the ball and like the red carpet, and like no one knew who anyone was, and Jill Zarin was there on the red carpet, and she was going up to photographers and reporters going, do you want to take a picture of me? I'm Jill Zarin.
Wow.
And like some cover band for Bruce Springsteen played or something. Like it was some
did Smash Mouth play? Did Third Eye Blind play?
No, Smash Mouth is like vehemently anti-Trump.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I don't think Third Eye Blind, but I think they're cool.
Or someone did.
Oh.
It was like...
Oh, Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down. I knew it was like a three something.
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
You call me Superman.
Will you still be there holding my hand?
I'll keep you by my side.
You sound just like him.
Kryptonite. There's a huge part of me that should be MAGA, but has just refused.
Because of
just being born, like, my heritage and where I was born and where I come from, it's like 2 + 2 = MAGA. But since we all know that I don't do math, it ended up differently.
Well, thank
I did
God
things
for that.
A little bit differently.
We're going to do things a little differently in OKC.
Before we got into talking about Brett, before we started recording, we were talking about
The Undoing. HBO. Nicole Kidman's another star TV turn for two-time
Nicki.
Or one-time
Nicki
Academy
Kids.
Award. Yeah, Nicki Kids.
I'm really concerned for Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has been losing touch with her own face and appearance for a while. Mm. And it's becoming more important. I think it's been more important for her to look a specific way than to actually look like a character that she's playing would look.
Yeah, she's sort of just given into this, like, she only plays like impossibly wealthy, kind of detached white women.
And I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's what we want from her. But it's now she's like, I mean, I've only watched 20 minutes of The Undoing, mind you. But already I'm confident.
You're undone.
I'm undone. I was undone the moment I saw Nicole Kidman walking down the Upper East Side on like Fifth Avenue wearing a red velvet duster coat.
She loves a duster coat and a witchy boot and a scarf.
Yeah.
She loves that wig of hers is truly, it's actually out of control.
It's insane.
Always now tell when someone's wearing a wig.
Me too.
But this wig has its own life force.
Yeah.
That it's beyond even her control. And that's something that really bothers me when I see actresses in wigs that are too powerful for them. Because they don't know how to, like, it's like, I think when you have a wig with too much hair on it, sometimes it blows around and then you can tell, like, that the actress is unnaturally fussing with her own hair. It has a mind of its own and she doesn't know how to deal with it because it's not her own hair. Mm-hmm. So then it just becomes like a hair hat that's incredibly yeah. distracting. Well,
obviously, as we know, in Big Little Lies, Shailene's wig was too powerful for her. I mean, yeah, it's David E. Kelly loves a woman in a wig.
Is that who is the wig consultant on these projects?
What if it's his wife, Michelle Pfeiffer? She's like,
I love it. Cool. Michelle's low key sabotaging every actress, and she's like, "Go out there, you look amazing."
Why? I would love to see Michelle Pfeiffer in this role.
Yeah, she would be great in this role.
She would. I want to see Michelle Pfeiffer in like a starring TV like. Gritty series on HBO. Like Michelle Pfeiffer why doesn't her husband write a role for her?
I don't know. She's incredible. Have an agreement not to work together in that way?
Maybe. That's actually... Well, no, they worked on To Jillian on her 37th birthday.
But that was a long time ago.
That was a long... Maybe some shit went down that we don't know about.
Yeah, maybe they just decided they're better off.
But tell me, could you not see Michelle Pfeiffer in like a cold therapist office like analyzing someone? Are you kidding me?
I absolutely could. I think that Nicole is like the styling of Nicole Kidman in this role is so off, and yeah. I think about it because I do think that she would be blonde, a wispy waspy blonde lady, not like Practical Magic round two.
Well, that's she kind of looks like her character in Practical Magic, like left witchcraft
kind of. She literally is that character.
But she also looks like someone in the movie Hanging Up, directed by mm-hmm. Diane Keaton. Like they raided Meg Ryan's wardrobe. Like she looks like a bohemian woman in like the early 2000s on like a sitcom that takes place in New York. She looks like, yeah. She looks like Grace.
She's like Phoebe. She's like Phoebe from yeah. Friends.
She also looks like Grace Adler. Like, what's with
it's
these?
It's a wild
like,
mashup of sensibilities.
It's very early 2000s, right?
Yeah, and it's really, you didn't need to do that. You really didn't need to do that.
Late 90s, sorry. Like, when I saw her walking down in that coat, I heard, "You gotta be cool, you gotta be cool, you gotta stay
you gotta
together.
Be
all I know, love will save the day."
That song is incredibly loaded for me because not only is it a great song by the one and only Desiree, when the Oklahoma City bombing happened, they remixed it to include like news footage. Like,
oh my
you know,
God.
Sometimes they would do that with songs like the Titanic song. They remixed it to have like the dialogue from Titanic play in certain mm-hmm. parts. Yeah, they remixed it with like news yeah. footage of survivors of the OKC bombing and then played it on all the radio stations. And
so,
I was like,
so the theme was
wild for this.
If you survive a horrific bombing, you gotta be cool.
You just gotta be cool, you gotta be strong, you gotta be wiser.
It's a lot to ask.
It's a lot to ask, yeah. But Nicole does give me those vibes. I'm really glad to see Hugh in a drama role. Yeah. He's actually really good in this. He's the saving
good.
Grace of The Undoing for me.
Yeah.
And even my boy moment... Donald Sutherland, I'm not mad at him, and I usually hate Donald Sutherland.
Ugh.
But I think he's...
Are you kidding?
I accept him in his old age. I don't accept young Donald.
Oh,
I don't.
I'm just forever in love with him from Ordinary People.
Oh, yeah. I still need to watch that.
If you
maybe
watch that,
will turn
you
me.
Will forever see him as a sweetie and like a kind, like, amazing soul.
Okay.
But there was a line just before I hung up or stopped watching. There was a line when Hugh Grant is... Nicole Kidman, do they have like a fluorescent wall in their shower? She's taking a shower and then he goes, "Shall I join you?"
I think it's a window.
Oh, anyway, he asked Nicole if she'd like him to join her in the shower, and for some reason when he said it, I literally went, "Ooh." Like what? Like I got really embarrassed. And I know maybe he was like trying to be dorky cute, but like seeing, watching Hugh Grant try to be like
sexy,
come let's
husky
fuck,
and sexy.
I went, ooh, that was,
see,
the
I'm under Hugh's spell. So I guess I've been undone in a different way.
I mean, I love Hugh. Come on, don't get me wrong. I mean, he is Hugh Grant. I mean, Notting Hill is my favorite, like one of my favorite plane movies to watch.
But like sexy Hugh, sexy, dark, dirty Hugh is really doing it for me.
See, I love fresh, like, you like Oxford cloth Hugh.
Yeah.
Wearing his glasses and Notting Hill and like loafers.
Nerdy, bumbling Hugh.
Not just like a quiet, owns
thoughtful
a shop.
Thoughtful
Hugh, but like definitely has a big dick.
Yeah, huge dick.
Huge dick energy.
Yeah, Hugh dick Hugh. Energy, if you will.
But anyway, I'm excited to keep watching. I think everyone should always support my queen Nicole, and
I'll follow her to the grave. She sings the song.
She sings the main credit song.
Okay, the main credits are also completely unhinged, can we be honest? But yeah. I do love that she sings that song.
Also, I feel like, who is the actress who plays, like, the young, like, mom whose son is, like, a scholarship student?
Who's just, like, always walking around with her muff out at Equinox.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, whoa. I mean, I think that was kind of interesting, because she's just, like, domming Nicole, kind of.
Yeah.
That was cool.
She has incredible Dom energy. I don't know her name.
Her face kind of reminds me of J-Law.
She does have a bit of a J-Law vibe.
There's that other actress who was in Girl on the Train who looks exactly like J-Law, who's in that new movie where she like swallows things.
Yeah. What's her name? It's like Hillary.
There's a crop of actresses that all have like the same like kind of like sunken out, like heavy
eyelid.
Yeah,
but that swallow actress is married to a big director, I think.
Oh.
The guy that did Three Billboards Outside of...
Oh, that fucking movie.
I think. Haley is her name. Haley something. Anywho.
We won't talk about that movie.
We shan't be talking about that movie.
We shan't. Well, so we're going to get into the the finale of the... of the season of Rock of Love, but the penultimate episode, because as Laura said, there is a reunion. Before I wanted to begin, I wanted to thank our sponsors, Monster Energy Drink, Cabo San Lucas, and
toilet paper
and linoleum hotel floors.
Thank you so much for contributing to this episode.
So we are now in Cabo San Lucas. Brett has taken his terrific twosome, Heather and Jess, to his favorite resort in Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
Truly the most boring trip of all time.
But at least they got to ride on a PJ.
That's true.
And I guess they're there for one night or two nights total. Well, maybe they're there for like 2.5 nights, and then Brett stayed. It seemed that he stayed an extra night.
They're there for 3 nights, I think, because they get there the first night, then the next morning Heather gets swept away, and then the next day Jess gets swept away. So
yeah,
and then Brett stays another night because he's selfish.
Brett Michaels. So Jess and Heather are packing. Things are now, I think, tense between them, or they're being told by production. It seems they're more so being told by production to make it tense. Because there's points where they kind of come for each other, but they're like, Jess is laughing at one point. So I think that they're just
they're having fun.
Instructed to play up the drama. But everyone knows at this point, I think it's like it's a losing game.
Yeah, they get to the hotel and there's like a army of hot dancer girls like greeting them with drinks, and they're like all cheering. Brett's excited, and then Heather looks at one of them and goes, "I'm fucking this one," and she goes over and starts grinding with one of the girls. And Brett has, of course, gay panic once again over Heather possibly being into women. He's incredibly
threatened by her potential lesbian energy. And something I loved about the trip to Cabo was that it began with just Heather having a glam cowboy hat on. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the journey, by the time they arrived in Mexico, Heather, Jess, and Brett all had their hats on.
Yeah, I like that
they
too.
They touched down deciding this is why they wear their hats.
It's why I wear my hat. Brett, but yeah, Brett is so threatened by women who might not fully, like, not be attracted to him.
Yeah, like, what is the problem?
He can't handle it. I think he has, like, he's just, like, really misogynistic.
Do you understand how excited I would be if I was dating two men and had to decide between them, and then a bunch of, like, shirtless hot guys started dancing, welcoming us into a resort, and one of the guys I was dating said, "I'm fucking that one," and then started dancing with him? I would be like, "The show's over. You have won. Let's go."
Let's well, Laura, do not, this. But not a lot of people are like that.
I know, but I just like
people are really uptight, and like especially
people get scared.
Bisexual energy freaks people out.
Justice for bis,
truly, and like who's Heather isn't probably she. I don't even think she is bi, but like she might just be like less binary on the Kinsey scale.
She just wants to dance with
a hot dancer girl.
Woman. Yeah, this is a vacation. What do you think happens on vacation? You drink a little frozen margs and you shimmy with like some of the dancers.
Yeah, she's like, "I appreciate her rack. What's the problem, mm-hmm. Brett?"
I'm fucking this one. That's a little aggressive, yes, but we love to see it.
She goes... She's kind of fucking this one. She goes, I'm fucking this one. So it is. I mean, she does have like Big Dale energy in this.
Yeah,
she does. She might be bi, and that's fine. And like that should be cool to have someone who's contains multitudes.
I don't think Brett can handle Heather's personality and intensity. I feel like he believes that it will overpower his own, or she is a more powerful entity than he.
Yeah,
and he needs to be with someone that he considers less powerful and less of a presence than himself. He wants a beautiful, like he wants
Jess,
a charm, yeah, for his charm bracelet.
If I didn't know who won, if I saw that moment, I'd be like, okay, Heather's out.
Just based on his reaction to her.
Well, he had the same panic over Brandt. Like, he
can't take it. Yeah,
I knew it was the
final nail in the coffin.
She cannot handle a woman who has, like, a powerful hold on her sexuality. Heather just knows who she is.
I want more information about the stripper who broke Brett's heart.
Oh, yeah. He's traumatized.
He's forever traumatized.
By this rose who has its thorn.
Mm-hmm. The women, everyone breaks off to their individual hotel rooms, except I mean the girls are having to room together, and they reunite for a dinner, and Brett is rocking a flat ironed bandana moment, his formal wear.
Really fast before that, at one point you hear Jess go, "Bienvenidos." "Bienvenidos," like she says it in the most like Chicago way. And what's with the music? The music was like pure moods, like spa music when they got there.
I
was into it. It was like Enigma.
Yeah. The music in this episode really did it for me. Like, I think we stepped up our pussy game on the production value of the final episode. Mm-hmm.
They really did it. They got the PJ. They got the resort.
Flexed the budget for the PJ, the resort. Even like the final elimination scene, they invested about $30 at Michael's and some flowers and candles. Mm-hmm. Like, things are really shiny, and this world for once looked inviting and alluring to me.
Yeah, okay, so Brett has had...
Bienvenidos.
I really see Brett's eye lift in this moment, and I think he's had tattooed on mascara.
Definitely. Or tattooed eyeliner.
Tattooed eyeliner, sorry. He's been tweaked during the season.
Currently, he also could just be kind of puffy, because Brett has like... a severe health journey over the course of this episode, which we'll get into later. But like,
Brett should not be partying, we'll just say.
Brett should probably be like in a spa or a rehab somewhere.
Yeah.
But we'll go there. What I do need to say quickly is that I think Brett has had the same plastic surgery procedures as Dorit, because
they look alike.
Face nowadays is resembling that particular face shape that a lot of Instagram influencers, Dorit and Brett, current Brett,
influencers all have. Dorit and Brett Michaels.
It's like the upside down triangle where your jaw gets really slimmed down.
Yeah, he posted a photo recently.
It's kind of like a bit of an alien head shape, but everyone's doing it.
He posted a photo recently where he looked like he didn't have a jaw. He was like filtered it really hard, so it looked like he was like kind of... You know the movie Slide? You know the show Sliders where they like disappear into like a vortex?
Yeah, he's like being sucked into a vortex via his chin.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Khloe Kardashian moon face.
Yeah, but it's even like when Khloe does deep filters and decides to post like deep fake videos of herself.
Yeah,
that's like the face shape that she presents.
Yeah,
but I want to know. I think it's a combination of Botox and then you fill the tip of your chin. You Botox your side of your jaw to relax it, and then you fill the tip of your chin to elongate it. But I think you can also get some fat sucked out of your cheeks.
I think that's really creepy. You know who's doing that before anyone? Danielle Staub.
The queen. She should have competed on Rock of Love.
Danielle looked like a gray alien. Come on.
I resent that.
I have to say I resent that. He sets up this like really toxic dinner where Jess and Heather have to sit on either side of him and like basically duke it out over why the other is bad for him and why they're the right one. And it's really sick. And
Brett first kicks things off by basically asking Heather if she's a bisexual.
He's like, Heather, I gotta get this off my chest. And he just immediately goes into it. And Brett and Heather at one point goes, Brett is obsessed with the fact that I love beautiful women. And I said, go off. He is.
Yeah.
She's like, look, I'm not gonna deny if I think a woman's pretty.
So Heather said, she said something amazing. She was like, I like to praise or something like that. Like, she's like, I'm gonna give it up when it's due.
Yeah, I think Heather likes, it's like, I have to praise you like I should. I have to praise you like I should.
She's a fat boy slim about beautiful women. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Yeah.
And Brett's like, I don't know. You know, I just, it really, it kind of makes me question a little.
Ugh, this would be a tap out for me. Goodbye. I can't take it.
Jess slut shames Heather once again.
Yeah, Heather first brings up Jess's age and is like, well, you're 23 years old. Are you ready to be a mom? Like, are you ready to live this lifestyle? And she even turns to Brett and she's like, what were you like when you were 23? Was that what you were ready to do? And he's like, well, actually, no. And then Jess is like, well, you're a stripper. And it's like, okay, and?
Yeah. And Heather goes, once I go with Brett, I'm never going back.
And then Jess says that Brett is Heather's ticket out and that she'll never quit on her own. Which is like, give a bitch some credit. Like, she's...
If she wants to quit, she'll quit. If she doesn't want to, then so what?
Yeah. I feel like the attitude culturally about strippers and exotic dancers and sex work has shifted since then. I mean, maybe it's in my own liberal bubble.
I think it's in the liberal bubble. I think people are maybe more... It's more in the mainstream than it ever has been, but I think there's still a lot of shaming and there's like bills and like I think the people in power still go after sex workers. But Jess is perpetuating a very ugly stigma.
Yeah, and it's just like a tired argument. If all you can say about someone negative is that they're a stripper, then maybe you need to look at
I wanted to burst into this dining setup and just go, Brett, Heather is your soulmate. Like, she's perfect. Like, Jess is not, like, Heather is, she is the one for you. She, come on.
Heather is actually perfect for him. And I, even knowing that she and one of the daughters shares the same birthday, I think there's a way to make that fun. That was my initial reservation. Because I was like, there cannot be two. But I think there can be two.
Yeah.
And Heather seems like, she's like fun, down for whatever.
Yeah. But she also, and I can see Heather being nurturing.
I can see her being nurturing. She's here for Brett. She wants to make things nice for him. And I feel like she would get her own thing going once they were together.
And I
she's
see
an her, enterprising lady.
She, and I could see her being like a cool stepmom.
Yeah. I think so, too.
So they go. They retire. It's tense. And then Heather gets the first date the next day. So the setup is going to be one person gets a date and the other person has to just chill. And then when the next morning, the person on the first date has to go back to LA and the other person gets their shot.
Yeah, I would want the second date. I wouldn't want the first date. I'd want a date want and then chill. Date. Oh, yeah, I guess then you're just like...
Then I can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. I mean...
Get thee back to LA.
Jess is kind of bummed about being left to her own devices in Cabo for a day, but I'm like, that would be great. Well, you get left alone. You get to tan, read, spa, that, beach.
For me, that tracks with Jess because she's like... I can just
she
see
has
her
no
being
personality.
Like,
she just,
yeah,
like,
I could just see her being kind of like provincial and like, I hate it. What am I supposed to do here? And it's like, it's an all inclusive. Go to the spa.
Look around. Find a buffet.
Town.
Go into town. Literally do anything.
Go explore. Like, go to a fucking cenote or something.
But when you're 23, you don't
think
like that.
That is true. I would probably just, knowing who I was at 23, I would get blackout.
I would just probably end up back in the hotel room watching TV all day.
Yeah.
Sad. Heather and Brett drive out into the desert to do dune buggies.
Okay. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, you come to Mexico, you come to like a beautiful, like kind of otherworldly landscape, and you drive Heather out into the middle of the desert that literally looks like,
Mojave,
the grapevine area of California, like Central Valley, and make her do dune buggies. I'm like, could you have taken her to like a cave or like rappelling down?
Yeah,
like,
go kayaking or something.
Go kayaking or do something. Like, this is not like, why does that
these dates were really uneven.
They were just what Brett
like,
wanted to
when
do.
You compare them, but when you compare them, it's like Jess got the way better and more romantic.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then Heather, I mean, Heather's down to clown. Like, she clearly is like, he loves a dune buggy moment, yeah. And so does she. And that's also why I think it's like,
I guess that's
I think another sign of why
they're meant
Heather
to be.
Is the one for him, because Heather's like, I love it. Like, I'm down. Like, yeah, I love this. And he goes, I knew you'd love it. And then they're fine to do just like dune buggies in Cabo. And so Brett starts out driving their dune buggy over hills and whatnot, and then he starts to feel not good, and Brett is having a full-blown, I was like, what's wrong with him? Like, is he just hungover? Like, what's happening? And he's like, I start to not feel so good, and I think I'm about to go into insulin shock. My diabetes is really acting up. And he doesn't, but he doesn't like explicitly say to Heather what's going on. He just kind of mutters that he doesn't feel so good and that he wants to eat, but he's like tired or something. And then Heather does not pick up on this, because who would be like, we're out driving dune buggies, like blah, blah, blah. And she just goes, I want to drive it. And bulldozes over his, like, I don't feel so good, which I loved.
But this is so, it's such, also, I feel like it's, like, typical guy, like, just being, like, he's, like, Brett starts to resent Heather because she doesn't pick up on the fact that he's not feeling well, because he doesn't articulate it, one, and two, they're in a fucking dune buggy.
Mm-hmm.
There's wind whipping at them, they have masks on. Heather's dry, she's not gonna, like, see Brett being, like, and be like, oh, he's in insulin shock. you know, like it's a high yeah. stakes moment and he's expecting her to read his mind. And then he ends up resenting her and he's like, I'm not feeling well at all. And I'm really stressed. And I look over and Heather's just having the time of her life. And it just really gives me some pause. And I'm like, well, then don't go in a dune buggy.
Yeah. He set this up. He set her up to fail in this moment because he doesn't want to have to make a choice and he wants to create a reason to not like her. And what's easier than having your insulin moment and not being like, I'm sure if he grabbed her and was like, hey, I'm going into insulin shock right now and I really need to go sit down. Can we go sit down? Because I feel like I'm going to die.
She'd be like, Heather would be like,
hell yeah, baby, let's go. And go like feed him grapes. But then Heather gets behind the wheel and drives like a bat out of hell. She goes, I'm gonna make this short and sweet. Fucking, which I loved because if I imagine, I don't know what insulin shock feels like.
Yeah.
But I imagine if you're going through it or teetering on the edge, the last thing you want to do is be jerked around in a dune buggy.
Oh, no. And then Brett's like, I really need to eat something. So they go and they have a little picnic on the beach.
He also keeps going. He every time Heather goes over a hill, he goes, hey-ho, hey-ho. Like, he can't take it. He goes, hey.
It's honestly, it's a metaphor for their dynamic. He just can't handle, Heather's a woman to watch and he can't handle it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. So then they go and They go
to their picnic.
Brett eats some watermelon and he feels a little better. And they take their shoes off and they walk down to the beach.
Also, Heather is still oblivious to the fact that Brett was like on the edge of death, and she is having the best day of her life. Like, Brett's barely hanging on. He's hanging on by a thread. Heather's leaned up in between his legs, just like chomping on like watermelon, enjoying like the sunshine. She's like ready to go like run in the surf. It was truly amazing to see her just living her best date truth while Brett is about to meet God.
Well, it's go to God. It's just like, it is setting her up, and like it's I feel like it's kind of cruel.
It is.
So they get back to the resort, and Jess is just like hanging out in the hotel room, and Heather comes in and she's getting all dolled up, and she goes, "I had the best day," when she walks in and Jess snort laughs. They just start I think you're right. I think the producers were like, be really tense with each other.
Yeah. And I think Jess already said, she's like, it's not my MO to start conflict with people. Like, I just don't really do that. And so I think that they're like, well, you need to do it. And so Heather is good at playing that role. So she changes into like this blue mini dress. And then Jess is like, well, you look like a stripper in your dress. And Heather had a great comeback. She was like, well, at least I didn't wear a fucking mini skirt to like a formal dinner or some shit like that.
She said, I didn't, because Jess wore jean shorts and like stilettos last night before. And she was like, at least I didn't look like a skank at a 5-4-star resort last night.
And so they're trading barbs back and forth. And then Jess is like laughing. And I think it was just like, she's laughing out of being uncomfortable. And also the absurdity of this situation.
And also, I think knowing that she can't, like, when you don't know what to say and you're in a fight, you just laugh.
Yeah.
And then she said something, and Heather, the escort, comes to bring Heather to Brett, and Heather just goes to the door to close it and says something else. And then Heather comes, busts the door back in and goes, and just gets in her face one more time.
Yeah. And then Heather turns and leaves, and she walks right into dinner with Brett, and he goes, that's the sexiest dress I've ever seen.
He goes, oh, baby.
He loves it. He calls her Hotness, which is a cute nickname.
Hey, Hotness.
Hey, Hotness.
I don't think anything Brett does is cute. I'm repulsed.
Well,
by
that endeared me. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So they start eating, and Brett again brings up, he's like, I feel like I'm performing 6 nights a week, which I'm like, really? I don't believe that.
Where at like the Pechanga Casino?
And he's like, I'm on the road all the time and performing 6 nights a week. And he's like, I worry that you're going to be bored and you have a lot of energy. And he's like, and I think the energy is actually bad to have. And I was like, what? So she has too much autonomy is what he's saying.
Does he just want a girl that's going to be like comatose, and then he comes home and she wakes up and caters to his every whim?
Yes. He's like, I'm worried that you're not going to be in. And she's like, no, I'm like, I always will find things to do. I'm happy.
I love her too. She's like, yeah, I you see that side of me on this show, but in real life, I'm not really like, she's like, I wake up, I take my dog, we go to the dog park, like, I come back home, cute. Like, it's kind of different in Vegas. And I was like, I was just picturing Heather in Vegas, like, going about her biz, taking her dog to the dog park, and I was like, I love this.
I know, and I can see her, she's like, I'm pretty, and Brett's like, you know, I keep saying, you know, I get my yayas out, which my mom says.
Oh.
Does.
When your mom says it, it's cute. When Brett says it, I'm repulsed. And Brett goes, how would you entertain yourself?
And she's like,
rude.
Also, like, she's a woman, an adult woman who lives on her own in Vegas and supports herself. Like, she can find things to do. I think he just thinks women just sit at home.
He's like, if you're not putting your pussy in people's faces, whatever will you do with your life?
And she's like, I'm good. She's like, I work out, I like have a nice full life, and it's actually really chill.
He's like, I don't know.
And then Heather
I don't know
Heather realizes she's kind of losing Brett, so she just goes, Brett, I love you.
Which I think was the wrong move.
And Brett immediately, like, it's so funny that he's, like, talking about wanting love and, like, and then the minute someone who's, like, been a great kind of counterpart to him this whole season says, I love you, he immediately shuts down and he goes, I don't even know what to say.
He's just blinking and kind of rocking back and forth, and it's very clear in that moment that he doesn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, we should go to the room immediately.
He's like, we gotta go to the room, and then they go and fuck.
Yeah.
And then
they're in their room, and he leads her to his hotel room, and there's rose petals everywhere, which is, as we know from our salty Utah queens, a very gross thing to me.
Totally.
I think it's messy, and, like, who cleans it up? It's, like, yeah. Trash.
Tacky.
And tacky. Then, just put flowers. Just do vases of flowers.
So they pound.
So they bone.
According to Heather, for the first time, because she said they weren't intimate at all the whole show.
Yeah, well, she never got a overnight kind of moment with him before now.
Next morning,
I'm sad though that she. I think that if she had not said that she was in love with him. And, like, hadn't had sex with him.
Yeah.
I think that he would have chosen her.
I think so, too. I think...
If she had kept her cool and was just like, baby, I'll show you a good time, and, like, let him motorboat her a little bit. But then she was like, I know that you're feeling so sick, and, like, let me just give you a massage. And, like, I don't want to overexert you. And, like, really pretended to care about how he was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then still dangled, like, the final prize, which is sex, in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he would have come running to her.
Yeah. I think it was a rare moment of Heather panicking when she said, I love you.
Yeah.
It was a rare misstep in this consistent queen.
Heather's been really fun to watch because I think she is very real. Like, it's always very real what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do a good job of hiding it. Because there was another episode. Remember that episode where she was, like, kind of depressed? And Brett was like, you need to, like, get your shit together.
She was topless, like,
and you depressed. Can tell, like, she was kind of becoming one with Brett. Aesthetically, and then she was losing her mind a little bit.
Yeah, I think the closer she got to Brett, I think it's like the more she loses herself and becomes like him, the more depressed she gets. And I think that's a sign that maybe it's actually good that they didn't end up together.
Mm-hmm.
He
would have sucked the life out of her.
He would have. And
so the next morning, they're making out, and she's about to leave his hotel room, and she goes, have a horrible date. And I laughed. I liked that. And then everyone makes Heather stay in the same clothes and do, like, a whole walk of shame interview. They're like, hey, really quick, get by the pool. We want to ask you about, like, your date with Brett. Yeah.
Brett's like, and she Brett's like, gonna. Heather's got a one-way ticket back to LA, and she looks all, like, her hair's all fucked up, and she's holding her shoes, and she's barefoot,
and they're like, real quick, by the pool, just tell us how it went. And then she has to sit down and have breakfast with Jess in full blaring sunlight.
Yeah, it was gross.
And I was like, what the hell? Like, you guys are trying to make Heather look trashy.
But
justice for Heather.
But also, Heather took it and ran with it and kind of, again, domed Jess. Because she sits down and she goes, Jess is like, you might want to take a shower. And she goes, mm-mm, I want to smell like him. She goes, I want to keep his scent on me. And she goes, can you smell it now? Mm. And Jess says, I can smell your rotten pussy.
Like, you
mean person.
You're mean, and also it's like, that doesn't stop you from fucking someone who just fucked that rotten pussy.
Yeah.
So, like, what does that say about you?
But I love her going, I can still smell them. She goes, can't you smell them? Mm.
Ooh, I don't want to wash a scent off of me.
She is like,
I was like, damn, you're crazy for that. But I love it.
Me too. I was like, oh my God. I literally went, when she said that. Because I was like, ooh.
I don't want to wash a scent off me.
You can smell it. Huh? You can smell it.
Can you smell it? Yeah. Can you smell it a little bit?
And Jess is like,
that's a really good tease. I can't. It would be hard for me to feel confident fucking someone after someone dommed me in that way.
Well, Jess does it anyway.
Jess has no problem with it whatsoever.
Maybe it secretly titillated Jess.
Maybe Jess is a secret les.
I mean,
and then
so then Jess gets she gets her date, and then they head back, and she gets ready, and
Heather's just full blown shit talking. She goes, just remember when you're kissing him where his mouth has been all morning, all morning and last night. Sloppy seconds, baby.
Sloppy seconds. And then Jess goes outside and Brett meets her and they start kissing. And then they do like the editors put in like an echoey reverb Heather voice going, just remember where this myth mouth was all night.
Just remember where his mouth was all last night and this morning.
Morning.
And it's like Heather's head floating around their body. Yeah. I love Jess's approach to Brett is to just give him a mouth vacuum kiss.
Yeah. And Brett's like, that's like, she just gave me one of the best kisses I've ever had in my life.
And they realize Brett is like, we're wearing matching bandanas. It's going to be a good day.
This is where I miss Rodeo so much.
Rodeo would have killed. Like, she would have honestly gone too soon. Rodeo was meant
to be Cabo.
Yes, that's why she wears her hat, is to go south of the border, baby, LA style. I'm so excited for the reunion. Like, I want an hour-long rodeo special.
Me too.
I want like a 2020 Barbara Walters-esque report where Barb flies down to Texas or wherever Rodeo's from North and Carolina. Does like a walk and talk interview with her.
Me too.
And she goes, please tell me, why do you wear your hat?
For the children. For the children.
The children.
They love me. Kids love me.
They love me. I love kids. I wear my hat.
So Jess and Brett head to the marina, and I just wrote, my mom always said never take a boat ride with someone.
Oh.
Alone.
Why? Alone. Oh, because they could throw you over.
Yeah.
Brett pulls out all the stops for this date with Jess, and I was screaming justice for Heather in my living room.
Me too.
Because he rents her a yacht. This is a huge upgrade. He rents a yacht, and they go out.
It's clearly because Brett is like, he's like eviscerated from his insulin moment or his diabetes attack, and he's like, he needs to like,
I actually can't move. I have to be full blown.
Which I'm like, I get, but also like, fuck, like this is such a... Heather got the shit end of the deal.
She really did. And also, like, they get to lounge around and drink all day. They make out a lot. I think he also is, like, he knows that he hasn't won Jess over yet. So he's trying harder to get her to like him.
Totally. They're on the deck of the boat, and Brett goes, I love the seals. And Jess goes, where? And he goes, you're right over there. Do you see him? They're right over there on those rocks over there. And then Jess goes, oh my God. I love the seals. I was like,
I love the seals.
Okay.
Yeah, seals are great.
So they like flop around, they make out, they're like super hot and heavy. And then they head back to the resort for dinner.
Mm-hmm. And they get together for dinner. And I just wrote, why is Brett having wild diabetes moments? Is he really sick?
Do you think that he was, but also do you think that he was, I mean, I think he fully has diabetes and I believe him, but do you think that maybe he was playing it up for like drama?
He's like, if he is, he's Munchausen's.
Well,
but okay. I was also like, if you're this sick, like,
was it?
You need to like maybe not drink right now. Like maybe put yeah, down the well, cocktails and just like take a nap or like, I mean, honestly, drink water, Mary.
But I was just like, I believe him, like, that he
what
has
is wrong?
That he, no, I think I believe he's fully that living with this. But in this moment, it felt like a test with Jess when he hands her the EpiPen. Because so they're eating dinner and then he's like, I really
he
have
ramps
to
ramps up the drama to yeah. 1,000.
So Jess walks up to him and she goes, when I walk up to Brett, I mean, he always looks good, but I can tell that he doesn't look like himself right now. And I was like,
how?
He's just not wearing makeup. And
also,
Brett's Brett goes, like,
hello, beautiful baby girl.
Brett's like, woo. He's like, listen, I got to be real with you. He's like, I'm going through something right now. And he explains that he's been going through his diabetes. And he just goes, so I'm going to look, I feel weird even doing this, but I'm going to hand you this. And I have an explanation for it. And he hands her an EpiPen, like an insulin pen. And she's like, what? And he's like, if something should happen to me right now,
you
in
just
this moment,
jam it just right into me.
You jam it just right into my skin. And, you know, it'll help me survive. Because if I'm in insulin shock, he's like, I could die. And just instead of, and this shows you like how immature people are when they're 23. Because Jess immediately makes it about herself, and she's like, "Oh, I don't really know what to do." Like, and she's like, she can't handle the responsibility.
Well, okay, look,
I get it. It's like
if you're on
this
a date,
is why I think it's a test.
It's definitely a test, but I do think that he's having like severe insulin moments on this
yeah.
trip.
Yeah.
And I think that this is also indicative of like his own lifestyle and how it's not really working out for him and his own ways of his lack of self-care and knowing how to best take care for himself.
Totally.
With his health problems. And no shade to people with diabetes. Like, it obviously, like, no shade. I'm just like, you would think that he's 46 or whatever, like, by this time you should have yeah. a handle on it.
And
like,
you're a rock star, so you've lived this kind of wild life for 20 years. Like, you know how to handle it. You should know how to handle it on the road.
Yeah, like, why are you putting this on a bunch of other people? Like, you're a grown man.
Totally.
Drink water and like don't drink booze and eat healthy.
Totally.
Take,
no, I was like, I just
sleep enough and do what you need to do so that you can come here and not have some health problem and like freak me out. That's how you also know your boyfriend is too old for you. If on your third date he's telling you about his insulin shock and that you need to giving you an EpiPen, there's certain things that happen where you're just like, maybe this person's too old for me.
Yeah.
I went on a date with someone one time and he took me to breakfast and then he pulled a handicap like decal out of his glove compartment and put it on the thing, and I was like, this person's too old for me.
He was older.
He's maybe like early 70s, but I was like, I think that this is I was like, hey, I think hey. This is too old for me. Hey. This is gonna be too old for me.
Yeah, that's like a very Carrie Bradshaw moment or like Miranda moment of just realizing yeah. someone is.
Maybe and the right. older you get, the more it's going to happen. Like, I dated another guy who, like, had sleep apnea. And then, like, on a vacation we were on, he pulled out his breathing machine. And, like, he had to sleep with a breathing machine at night. And I was like, huh, that's never happened before. And I guess he's a little old for me, but I was down. I mean, you do what you've got to do. I accepted the breathing machine and it was what it was. But like, I think 23 is a pretty young age to be confronted with a he might be too old for me moment. You really shouldn't have to fuck with that until you're like in your 30s.
Or late 20s.
But I really think like spend your 20s with people that aren't having like
or
old people problems. Yeah. And not all older people are going to have breathing machines. It's just like, it's a sobering moment when you realize like the fragility of life.
Yeah.
Just saying, if your boyfriend's throwing the EpiPen on the table, date 3,
Well, Jess, but Jess, it's like the way he presents it to her, it almost feels like he's giving her like a proposal ring, mm-hmm. like an engagement ring. Like Jess is like, oh my God,
she cries.
She's like, I don't really know what to say. And I mean, I would maybe cry too, because I'm just so overwhelmed.
And also, if your man is telling you he's on the verge of death, he's about to go into diabetic coma, that you're going to have to save his life.
You can also tell that Brett's a little embarrassed. Because when they get back to his room, he's like, he's kind of like, do you even want to come? And Jess is like, yeah, I do. And then they fuck.
I think that Brett was using his diabetes to get closer to Jess.
I wrote that too, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, I'm saying it. I think he used it
to fuck her.
Yeah. He literally quit dinner early and then was like, They didn't even eat. He was like,
the food looked good.
Let's go back to the room. Yeah. And she's like, okay, yeah. And he goes, can you grab my, and makes her grab the pin. She's like, sure. And grabs his like insulin pin. So now I guess she's like in charge of it. That was a power move.
He goes, He goes, I'm handing the keys to you.
Okay. The keys to your like literal life. Great. You sure you want to trust me with that responsibility, old man? Also, are you supposed to enter a jacuzzi when you're on the brim of diabetic shock?
Jessica, as we got back, we went straight to the hot tub, and then she goes, naked? And I was like, ooh.
Naked? Yeah, naked.
You see them slowly going in. I was like, don't you not want to be in like 100 degree heat?
Like, aren't you? I mean, if I'm feeling really ill, I don't want to go in a hot tub, and I certainly don't want to have sex with anyone.
No.
Like, those are the two probably last things that I want to do.
Or drink.
So I'm questioning. I'm questioning, like, his true diabetic coma status.
Although, when I was
feeling so good, but.
When I had, like, sore throats, I would, like, drink wine through it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I drink through most things. But like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, I wouldn't go into. I wouldn't fuck or go into a jacuzzi.
I would not fuck if I was on the truly on the verge of a coma.
So then they have their little night together, and then he sends gives her some money and sends her back to LA.
Gives her the boot. They also get to have breakfast together, which I was like, that's rude. Why didn't you give
breakfast? He made Heather like walk around the resort at like in the glaring sunlight at 8 a.m.
I know. He's trying to, like, low-key, like, slut-shame Heather, I think.
Or phase her out.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Jess has now been fully brainwashed. The diabetic coma insulin pen mixed with a naked jacuzzi and a breakfast morning after. Jess goes, she's, like, giddy. She's on her one-on-one interview, and she goes, I don't even know what it is. Like, I just left Brett, and I miss him so much. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He gotcha.
Fully broken gotcha. So she heads back to LA, and then Brett's like, Brett goes, I'm going to spend the rest of the day by myself just hanging out in my hotel room in Cabo. I've got a lot of thinking to do. You just see him out in his balcony, like looking out at the sunset. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. So you get to stay. Well, they have to go back into this fart house.
He sends them to hotels. So that was nice.
And then so they cut back to the elimination day, and Brett is sitting with Big John, and he's like, he has their lanyard like VIP passes on it, and Jess and Heather's, and he goes, Big John, he's like, I'm gonna have to make a decision on my own tonight. And then you see Heather and Jess.
He goes,
Get out of here. And then you cut to Heather getting ready, and she has teased her hair to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
It's as high as it's ever been.
If we were doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Theory, this would be the moment that Heather feels the most insecure.
Yeah.
The higher the hair,
the more insecure.
The more insecure you are. And I think that Heather doesn't know for sure that she's got Brett on lock.
Brett's also, they're playing the song that he recorded with Rodeo, where she's like going, like orgasming. But Heather, I think Heather knew, kind of partly knew she was going to get the axe, because she went, if he doesn't choose me, then we're definitely not going to be friends again.
Mm-hmm. She goes, how can you not choose me? I've got the fuck me hair. I got my pastel dress on my Cabo tan that he loves so much.
I just love that. We definitely won't be friends.
Jess is weeping in the limo.
No, she looks... Jess's hair is completely down. She looks like she's in Star Trek.
She is Star Trek. She's...
Wait, I'll show you the photo.
She's had
a
transformative experience, like, fully...
Do you see it?
Oh my God. That is Star Trek. She doesn't even... Like, who is she? She's otherworldly in that limo. Yeah,
she looks great, but she's, like, all...
She's fresh-faced and, like, her hair is down. She is, like, it's like a hair helmet at this point.
She's, like, so weepy and, like, emotional about Brett. She's, like, traumatized.
He did, like, sex magic on her.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dick that good?
It might be good.
I don't know.
I honestly think Brett Michaels
has a sex tape, I think, with Pam Anderson.
No, that's Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's dick is...
But I think someone was commenting on the Patreon that Brett has one, too.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
was Tommy Lee
I have a little research to do. No.
Whoa. Tommy Lee's dick is amazing.
Yeah, like, he has a huge dick.
It's like 10 inches.
Yeah, Brett Michaels and Pam Anderson have a sex tape. I'm watching right now.
Tell me how it is.
Okay. Brett's wearing a top hat. I'm trying to get a glimpse of the dick. There's a candle lit. Whoa. Okay. This is kind of hot. He has more abs. I think this was very pre-Rock of Love.
Yeah.
But there's kind of like a candle lit right where his dick is, so you can't see it that well.
Oh, I'm seeing it. I just looked at it. I just straight up wrote Brett Nichols naked. Naked.
Naked.
Naked. He has a big dick.
Whoa, he does have a big dick. Now it's front and center of the camera. Okay.
Damn. Good for Brett. Good for Pam.
Good for both of them. Okay, he looks hot in this video.
Yeah, he was hot. But his...
He was hot. But his time has come.
Yeah.
So Heather
or Jess arrives... She goes, when we arrived at the house, she goes, there was a red carpet, roses everywhere, candles going on. And I was not sure what to expect. And she's wearing like this, like the best dress she's maybe worn all season.
She looks great. Yeah. She looks like formal, fun, but event appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
All I could think about in this elimination ceremony was what a fire hazard it seemed like.
Yeah.
Like when Heather walked down the stairs in her yellow gown, I truly was like, her gown will catch a flame.
Yeah.
And it will poof her up. Like it will take her, the flames will grab her and take her in one grasp.
They have cordoned off sections for Heather and Jess to stand in via rose petals. Mm-hmm. And so Jess gets there first, and then Heather struts in, and she just looks fabulous. And Jess is like, Heather walks in with her sex hair, and like she's just judging her again.
Yeah, and Heather sidles up next to Jess, and she goes, I'm surprised you showed up.
And Jess goes, fuck off, Heather. That was great. She goes, no, Heather goes, I'm surprised you showed up. And then Jess goes, fuck off.
Fantastic.
It was like that ASMR when they do like ASMR like housewives.
Housewives.
Don't you say that to me. Don't you ever say that to me again.
Brett walks in and he goes, the first thing he says, he goes, as you can see, I don't have Big John with me. It's like, okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
I see. Brett goes, I went through a moment in my life that was pretty horrific, and you were there for me.
About Jess?
About, I think, both of them. Like,
yeah, what
Brett,
was he talking about?
I think he's alluding to his, like, diabetic attack in Mexico as, like, one of the most horrific moments of his life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if so, then you have some real thinking to do about your own life, that it would come to this. In this way.
Yeah.
And that's on you. That's not on us.
No.
And he goes, I have one more test.
I just love, as you can see, I don't have a big job. Okay. The first thing you say. I would be like, yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay, and? Go on.
And he goes, yeah, he goes, so I have one more final test. And when he said that, I literally went, oh my God.
I know, it was rude. And he goes, is there any way both of you would be my girlfriend? Fucking classic.
Pig king.
Pig king of the pigs.
King of pigs.
This is truly, he just wants to get his knob slobbed on by both of these women and doesn't want to eliminate them. But I was also like, okay, this is like an elevated proposal.
It was. But
and I think that
I didn't like that. Why I didn't trust it, because I knew he was doing what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was lousy.
Yeah,
because you know Heather's going to say yes, and she does, and it's like Heather has an open mind. You're making this person who like is down to like be flexible and like try new things to be with someone she cares about, and you're like taking that and then kind of shaming her for it.
Yeah, and turning it into a negative.
Yeah, which I was like, what?
He goes, Heather, would you share me with Jess? And she goes, I'd love to. Which I was like, you would? Really? Maybe not like you would love to, but mm-hmm. you're open to it. And then he goes,
yeah. He goes, Jess, would you share me with Heather? And Jess is like, I couldn't share someone I love with someone else. And then Brett goes, ladies, I made my decision. And he goes, Heather, could you come on down? And then Heather kind of, I think she knows now that when you get called first, you're getting eliminated. So her mm-hmm. face kind of like,
droops.
She kind of like, yeah. And he brings her down and he goes, Heather, I care about you so much. We connected right off the bat for partying. You're a party girl. And I just care about you. And then he goes, but I just know in my heart that you're not the one for me. And then Heather just leaves.
She just turns and leaves. So I love that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She also, Heather also downed like 3 glasses of like straight
vodka
before. So she's a little drunk.
She goes, stomps right into the limo that takes her away. And just immediately starts talking shit. She goes, yeah. He's a liar, a phony, a piece of shit, asshole motherfucker.
Which, like, he is.
True. Yeah.
And
then Brett picks Jess to be his girlfriend because she was there for him in his diabetes.
Yeah. But Heather goes, he's going to look like an asshole to America right now.
She's America, will see.
I love how
America
she
will see it.
Has that foresight.
Yeah. Brett goes, I wanted someone who was cool, who was hot, who was smart, and funny. And now I have all that. And I found it. And then Heather cuts her in the back of the room. She goes, now I have a tattoo of this asshole's name on my fucking neck.
That was the line of the season.
She goes, America will see it. He'll look like an asshole. I'm sure you guys will edit this, though, to make me look like an asshole. And just looks out the window.
She's a savvy queen.
She is a savvy queen.
And let's be
justice
real.
Justice for fucking Heather.
The real winner was Heather. Jess.
Yeah.
I think Jess, I'm sorry, but you lost because you had to.
You fucked Brett twice and then he never called you again.
Yeah. As Laura pointed out, a reader wrote in and said that Brett never talked to Jess after this.
Yeah.
He like
that's like obviously what's gonna happen if you go down that road with a person like this. They only want what they can't have, so you have to withhold. No one knew it.
And that's the end of Rock of Love.
It ends with a whimper. Pretty like not yeah, it was not like a explosive ending.
But it wasn't really an explosive show.
Yeah, all, it was pretty.
For all the, you know, the insanity of like Lacey and like her getting in Dallas's face and like Rodia, like it was a fairly tame show for what the content mm-hmm. was about. And I don't know how the next... I haven't watched the next seasons, but I hope that they amp the stakes a little.
I think they'll amp the stakes, and I think the behavior just gets wilder and wilder.
Yeah, this was like the experimental season.
Yeah, truly the thing that's blowing my mind is watching Flavor of Love, because that show is out of fucking control.
Yeah, I still have to watch.
Yeah, I highly recommend. It's all on Hulu. I'm on season 2 now, and it just gets better crazier and better and better. Yeah, and then I'm like, after that, I'm going to have to watch Charm School. Like, that's not even... That's like it's not even a question. And then I didn't realize that New York from Flavor of Love has had a very full career ever since then.
Oh, yeah. She was on Big Brother.
She was on Big Brother, I think the UK version. Mm-hmm. And she also has like her own spinoff shows still to this day on VH1.
Yeah.
And she has something called Brunch with Tiffany where she interviews people. Yeah. I was like, New York is a queen.
There's a museum in New York called the Think 1994 Museum, and they do these two comedians. One of them's Matt Harkins. I know him, and he's really cool. And they do, they've done like Laura Collins. I think you know her. Do you know her? She's done like Bravo. Like she does like amazing paintings of like housewives. You know that Lisa Vanderpump painting we have?
Mm-hmm.
She has one of the, she does those, and they've done like an exhibit about the Olsen twins smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. They've done Kim Cattrall's scat video, and then they did a whole gallery about New York from I Love New York, and she came to the show.
Oh my God. Tiffany. Yeah.
Right?
Tiffany Pollard.
Tiffany
truly
Pollard.
In the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
What she's been able to do, and she's been a game changer. Like, she's a cultural icon.
She is.
I would argue, honestly, more so than Flavor Flav.
I agree with you.
So stay tuned. We'll be back next
week. We'll be back.
With a little reunion.
Everyone have a great Thanksgiving.
Have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
Put your hat on. Wear your hat this Thanksgiving.
Wear your
loud
mask.
And proud LA style.
Wear your mask LA style.
That's why I wear my mask.
That's why I wear my mask.
Keep your insulin shots on hand, all you diabetics out there. Make your loved ones tell them straight up what to do in the event of a diabetic coma.
Don't gather too much. That's why I wear my mask.
That's why I wear my mask.
That's why I wear my mask. Okay, well, love you. Love all of you. Love the ladies of Rock of Love. Don't love Brett. And
don't love Brett.
Love Brett's dick. And
love and light.
Love and light. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.